بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد رواية البخاري الشريف is mentioned in regards to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام used to wait anxiously for the day or for the fast of Ashura. In the period of Makkah al-Mukarrama, the fast of the day of Ashura, Ashura comes to the word Ashrun. Ashrun means 10. So the 10th of Muharram, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to keep roza, used to keep fast in Makkah al-Mukarrama. After coming to Madinah al-Munawwara, then this habit continued. So the fast of Ashura was fard, was compulsory upon the Ummah in Makkah al-Mukarrama. In Madinah al-Munawwara, in the second year Hijrah, then the fast of Ramadan, kutiba alaykum al-siyam. The fast of Ramadan became fard, and the fast of Ashura became a sunnah. So Ramadan became fard, the Ummah had to keep the fast of Ramadan. And then to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to wait anxiously for the fast of Ashura. Today we are on the 9th of Muharram, tomorrow the 10th. And together with this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam expressed his desire that if I have to live the next year, then I will add a fast to the fast of Ashura. Either make it the 9th and the 10th, which is today and tomorrow, or the 10th and the 11th. And the reason behind this was that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam became aware that the Jews of Madinah Munawwara were fasting also on the 10th of Muharram. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam advised Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that you will oppose the Jews. You will oppose them in our ibadat also. You will not follow their way. They fast on the 10th, we will fast 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. And the virtue also for the fast of Ashura, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, I have great hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that the previous sins Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Minor sins Allah will forgive, for major sins we make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Day of Ashura also is the day of Tawbah today and tomorrow. Or the 10th and the 11th also, we turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in repentance. Ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. But these were occasions we find in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he celebrated, so to say, commemorated as a Jew doing the salvation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on the 10th of Muharram. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the torment and the punishment of Fir'aun. On this point, ulama explain also on the day of Ashura to make the specific dua. That Ya Allah, it was on this blessed day on the 10th of Muharram that you granted salvation, najat, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Bani Israel. Ya Allah, grant me also salvation from the fire of Jahannam. And the entire ummah, whatever they are going through, if that was such a special day that Allah Ta'ala chose for the salvation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Bani Israel, and that is the day Allah Ta'ala, without any doubt, Allah's will, Allah's mashiyat, we make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, save the ummah also from dalalat, from ignorance, from going astray, from the punishment of the kuffar, and myself also, my own bad habits, from my sins, whatever the duas of salvation to make on that day. Together with that, as we mentioned, when it comes to ibadat also, you have a very important point. As we mentioned yesterday, we reiterate that any ibadat that we do has to be in conformity to the sunnah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Explicit Quran ayat. If you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then say to them, O Nabi of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we do any ibadat or any type of celebration, always find out and ask, what is the sunnah way? As ulama explained, you should make these four du'as daily. Ya Allah, grant me the knowledge of every sunnah. Ya Allah, grant me the knowledge of every sunnah. Grant me love for every sunnah. Grant me the ability to practice every sunnah and accept my life for the service and the khidmat of sunnah in the entire world. Ya Allah, I want to know every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How he did every single action of his. How he spoke, how he ate when he came to Ashura also. How to celebrate? Here we find celebration was in the form of fasting, not always feasting. Then also to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, oppose the Jews. You will not make ibadat like them. you will add a deed to it. So this shows us in our ibadat also we oppose the Jews and the Christians. So in every facet of life, we should oppose them, whether it be in our dressing, whether it be in our eating also. We have a specific way of doing every single action that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the life of a Muslim. So we should learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in regards to this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. O Nabi of Allah, remain absolutely steadfast upon the way we have commanded you, as you have been commanded. So physically also remain absolutely steadfast. فَاسْتَقِمْ. Mufassirin explain istiqama. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, this ayat of Quran turned my hair white. There was no way to move to the right, to the left. Istiqama means as you take, you have a peg for a tent, and how they nail it or how they ground that peg in the ground, it does not move whatsoever. This command was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam that you cannot move. Fastaqim kama umirt. Remain absolutely steadfast as the command was given to you. Then to emphasize this, the next ayat, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. So one is istiqamat, physically, what we have commanded you, how we have directed you, from your head to your toe, complete sunnah. So these days are to bring us back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it comes to our clothing also, how Nabi of Allah dressed, whether in salah, out of salah. We might regard these things to be trivial, but these are great sunnahs. Whether it comes to our garments above our ankles, whether in salah, out of salah. Whether it comes to the garment, the lower garment, then upper garments also, what we are wearing. When it comes to our topi in salah, we find the trend right now. We look in the riwayat at different ahadith. We find more than 250 ahadith in regards to wearing topi only. So we can imagine now that every day, especially salah time, out of salah also. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned specifically that before he used to enter the toilet, he used to ensure that his head was covered. So we can imagine now out of the toilet, even more. So 250 ahadith, riwayat, mawquf and marfu, this one type of ahadith. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wore a topi. So to explain this, we say to the brothers, as if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling you for every salah and beyond that, 250 times that please cover your head, and banda is saying, I don't want to. I am not covering. Sunnah, and emphasize sunnah. We can imagine now when it comes to the masturat, how they should cover themselves. Whether it comes to my lower garment, it comes to my topi, it comes to my fashion and trend. Here ulama explain when it comes to our brand name of dressing is called the sunnah. This is what we wear. Beyond that, in salah, we are reading Surah Fatiha, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَى الضَّالِّينَ. Ya Allah, don't save us on the path of the مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ referring to the Jews. وَلَى الضَّالِّينَ, and those مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, those upon whom is your anger, the Jews. وَلَى الضَّالِّينَ, and those that have gone astray, the Christians. Every rakat of salah, we're asking Allah, save us from their way of life and their beliefs, but I'm dressed like them in salah also. I'm cursing them, and we all are saying, Ameen. That we see in the deal with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, you have cursed on them, then you're angry with them, Ya Allah, we don't want to follow them. So therefore, these days are here for us to come into complete sunnah. Whether it comes to our eating, our drinking, our sunnah lifestyle, as we mentioned yesterday, the gifting also in the day of Ashura, how to celebrate, not to be extravagant, not to go all out of the way, and to worry about those below us. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, look at those below you in dunya, you'll make shukr. And look at those above you in deen, to aspire to become like them. So today the fast, 9th and 10th, or tomorrow 10th and 11th, the rewards that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, there's hope that Allah ta'ala will forgive the past year's sins. When the gunas are maaf and forgiven, sometimes we regard forgiveness as a trivial thing. Forgiveness is not something small. A simple example, ulama explain and they give, when there's a jagra, dispute, quarrel, fight, argument between husband and wife, we know how the day comes out. Person can't even eat properly. His head is not working. But once he goes home and the wife gives a smile, he smiles at the wife, everything is maaf. There's no more stress, no more tension. Allah Ta'ala says, few amal you do, a little bit fasting, everything is maaf. No more tension now. Now put your life right, set the right path, bring sunnahs in your life, you'll enjoy the barakat of Allah, make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala makes these days a turning point for the ummah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu